I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. September saw disaster following disaster, but rather than be overwhelmed and discouraged, believers in affected areas are stepping up to help, and you can support them. And One Way Africa has some exciting plans for this upcoming year. Stick around to hear about them and find your cause today on Mission Network News. Mexico is still recovering from the three earthquakes that struck last month. Altogether, well over 400 people were killed and thousands of homes destroyed. Jimmy Myers of AMG International says their partners on the ground sustained only minor damage, and they've been working since the first quake to meet the needs of people who are worse off. While AMG's role is not to be in the thick of relief, they will be there for the long-term recovery.
Ours is much more after the fact, where we come alongside those that smaller communities that we're connected to typically.
This long-term support will help communities rebuild, but for now, Myers says the most important thing you can do is pray for the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for those who are walking with the Lord and are doing everything they can to reach out to people in their time of need, because even though they may not have been right in the disaster zone, so many are affected because they've lost friends, they've lost relatives. No one is in this size of an earthquake is untouched.
And if you'd like to put feet to these prayers and help the relief efforts, head to missionnews.org to get connected. Texas is still recovering from Hurricane Harvey. The Category 3 hurricane hit the state about a month ago, leaving parts of the region underwater. And after relief aid was distributed, what other help could be needed? Well, spiritual aid. Keys for Kids, Greg Yoder.
We were able to send about 17,000 devotional books and regular books. One of the books that we have is one called Seasons of Faith, and it has to do with disaster. So we sent those picture books down. It's for younger kids. So it was really great how we were able to partner with International Aid.
When you think about it, a lot of these kids don't really have much to do while they wait to return back to some time of normalcy, but now they can at least learn about Jesus in this time of disaster. And while Harvey was anything but good, it opened Keys for Kids up to a different type of ministry.
This is something that Keys for Kids is going to be doing in the future, you know, reaching out in times of emergency to kids that are struggling. Because, you know, let's face it, kids kind of hold it in their hearts sometimes. They don't really let it all come out and they don't know where to turn. And when they have questions about where God is, where do they find the answers?
Now they can find them in the scriptures with the help of ministries like Keys for Kids. Please pray for these kids to be impacted by the gospel. Also pray for their safety and recovery. More in the days and weeks ahead on Mission Network News. And when you abandon your own ideas of what's possible, God can use you in amazing ways. Just look at One Way Ministries' work in Ghana. Ray Mensa says they've seen the Lord do a great work and are continuing to set faith-driven goals.
This year we have a goal of reaching 50,000 people in 10 least rich people groups, and we trust in the Lord for at least 10,000 decisions for Christ. And then we're looking at 60 churches being planted, new churches, and we started a disciple-making movement where we've seen the groups multiplying, disciples making disciples. We have 64 groups so far, and we hope it to multiply to about 200 by the end of the year.
The road won't be easy, though. Mensa says they face numerous obstacles such as lack of resources, access to remote villages, and contradictory religions. Still, Mensa says the fruit of their work is evident.
On the other hand, we see an openness, and we've had places where they'll be very open. We've seen some chiefs, we've seen some families come to the Lord. There's a lot of fruit amongst them, and so we're hopeful. We're not scared. We're not afraid. We just trust God, and we have to do what we have to do, and it's fantastic what God is doing.
There's a great harvest in Ghana waiting to be reaped. Please pray that God would protect One Way's work there and that the church would continue to thrive. You can find other opportunities to support the work of One Way Ministries at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.